To begin with, an introduction. Good morning, everyone. My name is Father Augustine Puckner. I'm a Norbertine priest of St. Michael's Abbey in Orange County, California, currently living and serving at our new Norbertine community in Springfield, Illinois. I serve as the prior of Corpus Christi Priory. So our abbey in California, which, thanks be to God, has been growing, is now expanding to the Midwest. And I am here, I was here for a conference yesterday, sponsored by the Marian Catechists, and it is my great joy to be with you for Mass this morning. As we begin this new liturgical year, Happy New Year, everyone, we begin this year by considering the beginning of the season of Advent. We know that the word Advent means a coming or an arrival. And of course, the theme of this season is very clearly presented to us in this morning's Gospel. Be vigilant, stay awake, and be prepared. Interestingly, today's Gospel is not referring to the first coming of Jesus at his birth in Bethlehem, although that is, of course, what this season of Advent is really preparing us for, a more fruitful and worthy and beautiful celebration of Christmas, our Lord's Nativity. But we begin this first Sunday of Advent by looking at the Lord's second coming, when he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And the Church acknowledges and really celebrates and offers for our meditation throughout the whole year three comings of Christ. First, his historical coming at his birth in Bethlehem, the second coming at the end of time, and the third coming is sort of the mystical coming in between the two. So in between Jesus' historical birth and his life, death, and resurrection, and the coming at the end of time, he comes to us now by his grace, through prayer, through the sacraments, his real presence among us in the Holy Eucharist. So in these three comings, we see the complete understanding of how the Christian soul must always be prepared, always be vigilant, because we do not know the day or the hour of that final coming, but we do know that every day there are those moments when the Lord comes to us by enlightening our minds with the truth of faith, inspiring our hearts with love for God and for our neighbor, and allowing us to really grow in holiness each and every day. To grow in holiness, let us make that our program for this Advent. Basic, fundamental. To grow in holiness by using the means that God has provided for us. So those means are a life of prayer. And during this season of Advent, you can make, as you do during the season of Lent, you can make some good resolutions, practical decisions about things you can do more of or just in a better way. And we begin with prayer, because prayer is how we really are always prepared to receive the Lord, to be in a state of grace, certainly, and then to nourish that gift of grace through a life of prayer. So we can do a little bit more prayer. We can increase the quantity of our prayer during these weeks of the Advent season, and we can also increase the quality of our prayer. Just being a little bit more focused, more intentional, just not allowing the distractions of the world, significant as they are, to intrude upon us and the spiritual progress that we wish to make during these weeks of the Advent season. So prayer is certainly the key. And for us to really be prepared and to know that this season, it's more than just waiting for Christmas. Let's be clear about that as well. We're not just waiting for Christmas Day. We are preparing for Christmas, which of course means there's an active dimension to this time. We're not just waiting. We are patient, but we are preparing. And in addition to prayer, we are preparing by works of charity, works of mercy, works of service for God and for our neighbor. There's so many things that we can do during this Advent season to specifically focus our attention and our time on the things of the Lord. That is, again, such an important message of how we are constantly prepared to receive the Lord on a daily basis, to receive the grace that God offers us in order for us to really grow in holiness. So knowing that those opportunities are with us all the time, that's, of course, another way that we are prepared in our service to others. We engage during the season, of course, in sacred worship, as we are doing right now. Here it is that God pours out his grace upon us and within us. And here we are definitely vigilant. We are awake. We are alert. We are responsive to the beautiful gift of our faith. And that faith comes to us certainly through the Word of God, through the teachings of the Church, through the way in which we ponder the great mysteries of our faith. We celebrate them. They nourish our mind and our heart and our soul. Among those gifts, of course, the greatest gift of all, the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And let us spend these weeks of Advent not only just receiving our Lord, and perhaps this is another thing that we can do a little bit more frequently during the season of Advent. If you can, make it to Mass even during the week. Even one more Mass in Holy Communion during your week will bring you tremendous blessings, tremendous spiritual gifts, as we know. So that's another way in which you can use this season of Advent to really prepare your soul and to really receive Jesus on Christmas Day with a renewed heart. This season, like the season of Lent, is a penitential season, not in the exact same way as Lent is, with its sort of specific sacrifices and self-denial. But we can do certainly some of that on our own during these weeks of the Advent season, to perhaps give up a few things that we would otherwise enjoy, and to give God again a little bit more of our time and attention and our energy. Give God that gift of your devotion and your prayer, and you know he will give you back so much more in return, strengthening your faith, allowing you to really experience the grace of what it truly means to live our lives in that constant disposition of being prepared to receive the Lord. If he were to come this afternoon, do you think you are ready? Do you think you are prepared? I pray that you are. I pray that I am. Because that indeed is the way in which this season of Advent simply reminds us of that constant disposition. Our gospel today reminds us of the warnings, the signs that we should look for that second coming. The signs are already with us, certainly. So we are already vigilant and already, in some sense, expecting the Lord to come. And of course, we all know that our life here is only for a time. All of us need to face those four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And those realities, again, not only are the ultimate realities that we can ponder and think about in our lives, but they are the motivation for us to live this life in the time that we have, by God's grace, following his will and his commandments, and doing all that we can for the good of his Church, to build the kingdom here on earth. That's how we see that those four last things are the things that even now in our consideration, in our Catholic life, they give us direction, they give us purpose, they give us again the motivation that we need to live this good life here and now. We should not fear those last things. We should not fear death or judgment when we live our life in this life, knowing that we are living by God's grace. He is always with us, always protecting us, guiding us, nourishing us spiritually. And that's why, again, this season reminds us of this basic plan of life, this basic journey, as we call it, that we are on. From our birth and baptism to our death and judgment. And in between, here we are, living our good Catholic life, living our best Catholic life, we hope, and knowing that in God's grace, he will continue to inspire us to do even a little bit more, especially during these weeks of the Advent season. So may the message of today, this first Sunday, and this whole season of Advent truly enlighten our minds, inspire our hearts, and even change our lives insofar as they need to be changed. Our life is a journey of ongoing conversion, constantly growing in our faith, constantly growing in our love and our knowledge of God, and in our service to others in his name. And may we embrace that message this day. May this be for us the best Advent ever. Let's make that resolution so that this Christmas coming up will be our best Christmas ever. The Church so beautifully has given us this time to prepare. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare your mind and heart and your soul for that celebration of Christmas, to receive the Lord in that celebration of his historical birth, again, with a renewed mind, a renewed heart, and a dedication to serve God faithfully in this life so that we may be with him forever in glory in the next life.